Taylor Swift once sang about loving someone screaming and fighting and kissing in the rain, a sentiment that perfectly captures the essence of Amina Khan's explosive debut novel, Loathing You. This enemies-to-lovers sapphic romance has taken TikTok by storm, amassing over a million readers on Wattpad before its official publication. The 19-year-old British-Pakistani author crafts a relationship so toxic yet magnetic that readers can't look away. With its raw portrayal of compulsory heterosexuality and internalized homophobia, the novel has become a cultural touchstone for young queer readers who don't see themselves in traditional romance narratives. As one viral TikTok review put it, "This isn't just spicy, it's psychological warfare with a side of yearning." Richmond Sixth Form Academy stands as a stark monument to privilege in the heart of London's wealthiest district. Its Gothic spires and manicured lawns serve as the perfect battleground for two formidable opponents whose paths should never have crossed. Adeline Emery, a scholarship student from South London's council estates, navigates this gilded world with determination and quiet resilience. Her exceptional academic record, particularly her gift for molecular biology and genetics, caught the attention of the scholarship committee 3 years ago. Alongside her steadfast best friends Victoria Williams, a minister's daughter with a sharp wit, and Arian Oberoi, a chess champion who shares her outsider status, Adeline pursues her dream of studying medicine at Oxford. Yet beneath Adeline's academic achievements lie deep emotional wounds. Her mother's death in a suspicious house fire when she was 12 left her family in shambles. Her father descended into alcoholism, his abuse forcing Adeline and her brother Adam to fend for themselves. When Adam was imprisoned for drug possession 2 years ago, Adeline found herself truly alone, her only escape being the laboratory where she spends countless hours conducting independent research. In stark contrast stands Juliet Kingston, heir to the Kingston Pharmaceuticals fortune and the undisputed queen of Richmond Academy's social hierarchy. With her designer wardrobe, perfectly styled copper hair, and commanding presence, Juliet wields her influence like a weapon. Dating football captain Adonis Waters completes her picture-perfect image, but it's a carefully constructed facade. Behind closed doors, Juliet grapples with her growing attraction to women, a truth she buries beneath layers of performative heterosexuality and aggressive homophobia. The shadow of her father's abandonment for his male lover haunts her every interaction, particularly with her cold, image-obsessed mother. For 5 years, these two have been locked in a vicious cycle of psychological warfare. Juliet targets Adeline with calculated precision, from orchestrating social exclusion to more overt attacks like spray painting homophobic slurs on her locker and accidentally spilling chemicals on Adeline's project before a crucial science fair. Their mutual hatred runs so deep that even their friends know not to mention one name in the other's presence, as it invariably brings bile in the throat and thunder in the eyes. When Professor Khalid, their stern but well-meaning biology teacher, assigns Adeline to tutor Juliet for her failing grades, their carefully maintained battlefield suddenly transforms into an inescapably intimate space. Forced to spend hours together in the library's private study rooms, old wounds begin to fester and new, unexpected feelings emerge, threatening to unravel the delicate balance of power they've established over years of mutual animosity. Both Adeline and Juliet carry profound trauma that shapes their identities and behaviors. Adeline's father was an abusive alcoholic who blamed her for her mother's death in childbirth, telling her repeatedly that love destroys. After he died, her brother Adam went to prison for burning down the home of a serial rapist who had attempted to assault a woman. Though Adam was eventually released and regained guardianship of Adeline, the siblings struggle with their shared trauma. Adeline's neighbor, Miss Kim, became a surrogate mother figure, allowing Adeline to live independently while providing emotional support and employment at her dumpling shop. Juliet's wounds are equally deep, but carefully concealed beneath her perfect exterior. Her father, Julian, abandoned the family when Juliet was younger, leaving for another man after years of physically abusing her mother, Samantha, to hide his homosexuality. This traumatic experience transformed Samantha into a virulently homophobic woman who attempted to implement anti-LGBTQ+ policies at Richmond Academy, despite her otherwise progressive stance on issues like sexism and racism. The revelation of these wounds comes during a heated confrontation when Adeline, tutoring Juliet at the Kingston home, provokes Samantha about her homophobia. When Samantha explodes with the truth about Julian's abuse and abandonment, Adeline realizes she's pushed too far. This moment marks a turning point in their relationship as Juliet launches an unprecedented campaign of cruelty against Adeline for exposing her family's secret. What makes their dynamics so compelling is how their wounds mirror each other. Both have learned destructive lessons about love, Adeline, that it destroys, Juliet, that it leads to betrayal and shame. Their mutual antagonism serves as both shield and weapon against these painful truths. The transformation from enemies to lovers begins almost imperceptibly. During their tutoring sessions, heated arguments repeatedly escalate into charged moments of tension. When Juliet falls during a cheerleading performance after being distracted by Adeline in the audience, their dynamic shifts dramatically. In the nurse's office afterward, their argument culminates in Juliet suddenly kissing Adeline, a moment of raw honesty that shatters their carefully maintained hatred. This first kiss opens floodgates of desire they've both been suppressing. Though they continue to insist they hate each other, their physical encounters grow increasingly passionate and frequent. After each intimate moment, they reestablish their boundaries with declarations of loathing, as if reminding themselves that this is purely physical, no strings, no commitment. What makes their attraction so compelling is how it manifests through possessiveness and jealousy. When Stacy, one of Juliet's cheerleaders, punches Adeline, Juliet methodically breaks the girl's hand while threatening worse if she ever touches Adeline again. Later, when Adeline engages in a threesome at a party to make Juliet jealous, Juliet bursts in with fury, pinning Adeline against the wall and declaring, "You are mine, all mine." Their possessiveness reveals the depth of feelings they refuse to acknowledge. Khan brilliantly portrays how their physical relationship becomes a battleground where power constantly shifts. During their intimate encounters, they fight for dominance, each trying to make the other beg or lose control. Yet these moments also reveal unexpected vulnerability, as when Juliet admits that sex with Adeline is the best I've ever had and doesn't feel empty like her experiences with men. The novel excels at showing how their hatred provides safe cover for deeper emotions neither is ready to confront. When Adeline asks why Juliet kissed her, Juliet deflects by claiming she was concussed from her fall. When they establish rules for their physical relationship, they emphasize that it doesn't mean anything, a mutual lie that grows increasingly transparent. At the heart of Juliet's character arc is her journey from deeply rooted internalized homophobia to hard-won self-acceptance. Though she maintains a seemingly perfect relationship with Adonis, she privately admits their sex life is painfully boring, and she's never experienced genuine pleasure with any man. Her initial homophobic behavior toward Adeline stems not from genuine hatred, but from a profound fear of her own suppressed desires, a fear made more complex by her privileged position in their conservative private school. When Adeline suggests Juliet might like girls, Juliet's denial is visceral and defensive. She insists Adeline is the only girl she's ever been attracted to, creating what she believes is a safe exception to protect her heterosexual identity. This denial reflects her terror of becoming like her father, whom her mother regularly denounces as a pervert for his sexuality. The shadow of her father's coming out and subsequent divorce looms large over Juliet's self-image, creating a template of what she desperately wants to avoid becoming. Juliet's self-loathing manifests in increasingly cruel ways toward Adeline. By tormenting someone openly bisexual, she attempts to distance herself from her own desires. Her bullying takes calculated forms, from subtle social exclusion to orchestrating humiliating scenarios at school events. Each act of cruelty serves as a performance meant to convince others, and herself, of her straightness. The novel provides a nuanced exploration of compulsory heterosexuality through Juliet's relationship with Adonis. Though they make the perfect power couple in appearance, both wealthy, attractive, and socially prominent, their relationship is fundamentally hollow. Their interactions follow a script of what Juliet believes romance should look like, drawn from rom-coms and her mother's expectations. When she discovers Adonis cheating with her classmate, she feels nothing but relief, a response that terrifies her. Her performance of heterosexuality extends beyond romance to her entire future trajectory, abandoning her passion for art to join the family business just as her mother expects. Juliet's breakthrough comes during an emotional confrontation with Adeline in the school's art room, where Adeline forces her to examine the root of her cruelty. "I think you tore me down because you hated yourself." This insight catalyzes a series of honest conversations, first with her friend Kai, where she finally voices the truth. "I'm a lesbian." This moment of self-acceptance is portrayed not just as personal growth, but as liberation from the toxic cycle of self-hatred that drove her cruelty. The scene is particularly powerful as it takes place in the art room, the one space where Juliet has always felt free to express herself honestly. As their relationship evolves from physical attraction to deeper emotional connection, both women struggle with vulnerability. For Adeline, vulnerability means risking the pain her father warned about, the destruction that comes with love. For Juliet, it means confronting her sexuality and potentially losing her mother's approval. Their different approaches to vulnerability create the central conflict of their relationship. While Juliet gradually opens up, sharing personal stories about playing piano for her mother, and eventually confessing, "I love you," during an intimate moment, Adeline deliberately pretends not to hear the confession, terrified of reciprocating. The novel poignantly portrays how Adeline's trauma manifests in her inability to accept love. When Juliet confronts her about ignoring the confession, Adeline admits she feels deeply for Juliet but can't love her because of her father's influence. "I don't want to love you," she tells Juliet, revealing that her resistance isn't about lack of feeling but fear of those feelings. Juliet's vulnerability takes different forms, bringing Adeline soup when she's sick, buying her replacement headphones for ones she destroyed years ago, and ultimately coming out to her homophobic mother. Each act represents a step away from self-protection toward authentic connection. The price of vulnerability becomes literal when Stacy blackmails Juliet with a secretly recorded sex tape, threatening to release it unless Juliet breaks Adeline's heart. Juliet chooses to sacrifice their relationship rather than risk Adeline's dream of medical school, demonstrating that her love has evolved beyond selfishness to genuine care for Adeline's needs. Both protagonists must confront and overcome deeply rooted generational trauma to find happiness together. Adeline has internalized her father's toxic belief that love destroys, living in constant fear of becoming like him if she allows herself to love openly. This fear stems from watching her father's descent into alcoholism and depression after her mother's death. Meanwhile, Juliet carries the weight of her mother's deeply ingrained homophobia and her father's dark legacy of secrets, lies, and emotional violence, creating layers of internal conflict that threaten her ability to live authentically. The novel thoughtfully explores how trauma silently transmits across generations through both spoken and unspoken messages, creating patterns that can feel impossible to break. Through careful character development, we see how breaking these cycles requires not just awareness, but conscious, often painful choice. Adam, Adeline's younger brother, serves as a powerful counterexample to their father's destructive path. Despite experiencing the same devastating loss of their mother, he actively chose a different direction, finding genuine love and partnership with his fiancée, Olivia. When Adeline questions him about the risks of loving so openly, he challenges her deeply held fear with stark honesty. Dad's issues weren't because of love. They were because he was depressed and an alcoholic. We can choose differently. Similarly, Juliet must navigate the complex journey of deciding whether to perpetuate her mother's homophobia or forge her own path toward authenticity. Her relationship with Adeline forces her to confront these inherited beliefs head-on. The pivotal scene where she finally confesses to her mother, "I love Adeline, and I'll love her forever," represents more than just coming out. It symbolizes her conscious rejection of inherited prejudice in favor of living her truth, regardless of the cost. The wedding of Adam and Olivia becomes the perfect symbolic setting for Adeline and Juliet's eventual reconciliation, serving as a mirror for their own journey. As Adeline listens to Adam's heartfelt vows about loving without reservations or fear, she experiences a profound realization that love doesn't have to destroy. It can heal wounds and create new beginnings. This understanding culminates in her transformative declaration to Juliet, "I've spent so much time loathing you, but now I want to spend the rest of my life loving you." This moment represents not just personal growth, but the active choice to break the destructive cycle her father created, proving that while we inherit trauma, we don't have to pass it on. Through parallel storylines and carefully crafted character arcs, the novel demonstrates how breaking generational trauma requires both understanding its origins and making the conscious choice to chart a different course, even when that path seems frightening or impossible. The story suggests that while we can't change our inherited trauma, we can change how we respond to it, creating new patterns for future generations. Throughout the novel, both women grapple intensely with societal and familial expectations that clash with their authentic selves. Adeline feels crushing pressure to maintain academic perfection because, as she poignantly tells Juliet, "You have the luxury of being average. I don't." Her status as a scholarship student from a working-class background means she must consistently excel to justify her place at Oxford, a burden that manifests in late-night study sessions, constant anxiety about grades, and an inability to fully engage in university social life. Juliet faces a different but equally suffocating set of pressures. Beyond maintaining her social status among Oxford's elite, she struggles with her mother's rigid expectations about joining the family's luxury retail empire. The ghost of her father's sexuality scandal haunts her, making her terrified of acknowledging her own attraction to women. Her true passion for art, evident in the secret sketchbooks hidden under her bed and the way her eyes light up in galleries, becomes increasingly suppressed until Adeline confronts her with the simple but powerful truth: it's your life. The novel presents choosing one's authentic path not as a single decision, but as a series of small, brave choices. For Adeline, this means confronting her deep-seated fear that loving Juliet will make her like her father, who abandoned their family for another relationship. She must learn that sharing traits with someone who hurt you doesn't doom you to repeat their mistakes. For Juliet, authenticity requires multiple acts of courage: coming out to her traditionally minded mother, standing firm against family pressure, and applying to art school despite her mother's cutting remarks about throwing away generations of business acumen for finger painting. Their reconciliation at Adam's wedding becomes a powerful symbol of choosing authenticity over expectation. The scene, set against the backdrop of traditional wedding ceremonies, highlights their unconventional choice. Juliet's revelation about purchasing a one-bedroom apartment near Oxford, complete with space for an art gallery underneath, represents more than just a physical space. It's a carefully thought-out compromise that honors both their individual dreams, Adeline's academic pursuits and Juliet's artistic ambitions. This solution shows their growth from self-focused individuals to partners who support each other's goals while maintaining their independence. The novel's ending masterfully recalls their initial antagonism with the exchange of "I still hate you" and "the feeling is mutual." However, these once venomous phrases are now delivered with playful smirks and tender glances, demonstrating how they've transformed their relationship while preserving the passionate intensity that characterized their connection from the start. Their journey shows that authentic love doesn't require either person to diminish themselves. Instead, it creates space for both to flourish. The most profound transformation in the novel occurs not through the romantic relationship itself, but through acceptance, both self-acceptance and acceptance from others. Juliet's journey from self-loathing to self-acceptance forms the emotional backbone of the narrative. Initially trapped in a prison of her own making, she struggles with internalized homophobia and fear of disappointing her family, particularly her mother. Her internal dialogue reveals deep-seated shame. "I've spent so long trying to be the daughter she wanted that I forgot who I am." Her coming out to her mother represents the final, courageous step in this journey, choosing truth over safety and authenticity over comfort. Samantha's response to Juliet's confession demonstrates another kind of acceptance, one that evolves realistically over time. Though she initially leaves without speaking, a reaction that devastates Juliet, her letter the next morning shows the beginning of growth. "I need time, but I would never hurt you or anyone you love." This represents not immediate perfection, but the start of healing between mother and daughter. Through small gestures, asking about Juliet's girlfriend, leaving P-flag pamphlets on the kitchen counter, defending Juliet to judgmental relatives, Samantha demonstrates that parental love can expand and adapt. Similarly, Adeline must accept that she isn't destined to repeat her father's destructive patterns. Growing up with an alcoholic father who abandoned the family, she built walls to protect herself from vulnerability. Adam's words become a turning point. "You're not Dad, Addie. You never will be," helping her see that she can choose a different path. When she finally embraces her love for Juliet, she accepts herself as worthy of happiness despite her father's toxic legacy. This acceptance manifests in small but significant ways, allowing Juliet to leave clothes at her apartment, introducing her to childhood friends, planning for a future together. The novel suggests that acceptance doesn't erase the past, but transforms its meaning in powerful ways. Adeline and Juliet don't forget their years of enmity, the cruel words, the competition, the hurt they caused each other. Rather, they incorporate that history into a relationship that remains passionate and challenging. Their playful antagonism becomes a strength, not a weakness. Their final exchange, "I still hate you," and "the feeling is mutual," acknowledges that their love contains multitudes, including the intensity that once manifested as hatred. This complexity makes their relationship more authentic, not less. Through various characters' journeys, the novel illustrates that acceptance isn't a single moment, but a continuous choice. It requires courage, vulnerability, and the willingness to grow beyond familiar patterns. The transformation it brings touches not just the individual, but ripples outward, healing relationships and creating new possibilities for connection. Khan's dedication to the queer girls who don't fit the soft mold, the ones that do not love quietly and softly, but loudly and brutally until it tears them apart, serves as both manifesto and warning. This novel deliberately subverts the traditionally sanitized portrayal of queer romance in contemporary literature, where relationships are often depicted through a lens of gentle discovery and societal acceptance. Instead, Khan presents a love story that begins in genuine animosity and evolves into passionate devotion without losing its sharp edges or dangerous undertones. Adeline and Juliet embody this complexity through their morally ambiguous actions and reactions. Adeline's initial cruelty, spreading rumors about Juliet's family and attempting to destroy her reputation, stems from deep-seated pain rather than simple malice. Juliet's responses, including physical confrontations and emotional warfare, demonstrate how love and violence can become intertwined. Their relationship isn't sanitized for palatability. Instead, it's presented as a force that's simultaneously destructive and healing. When Juliet breaks Stacy's hand in retaliation for hurting Adeline, the novel explores how protection and possession blur together in relationships marked by trauma and fierce loyalty. The moral complexity extends beyond the central romance to create a rich tapestry of complicated relationships and choices. Samantha, despite her self-proclaimed progressive politics and advocacy for various social justice causes, harbors deep-seated homophobia that affects her relationship with Adeline. Adam's decision to commit arson against a known rapist raises questions about vigilante justice and moral relativism. The novel presents his actions as emotionally justified while acknowledging their legal and ethical implications. Secondary characters like Marcus and Elena further complicate the narrative by showing how people can be simultaneously supportive and problematic, kind and cruel. Khan's approach to queer romance challenges both heteronormative and homonormative expectations. The novel suggests that authentic love doesn't require either party to be perfectly good or consistently gentle. Instead, it presents love as a transformative force that works through, rather than in spite of, our flaws and traumas. Adeline and Juliet's journey from enemies to lovers isn't about becoming better people in a conventional sense. It's about finding someone who accepts and matches their intensity. The novel's exploration of violence and tenderness, protection and possession, creates a new template for queer romance, one that acknowledges the reality that marginalized people often carry both wounds and weapons. Through this lens, the story suggests that redemption doesn't require conforming to societal expectations of good behavior, but rather finding authentic ways to channel intense emotions into growth and connection.